Today we have the pleasure of having an interview with Riley Walker. Riley, first question to you. If you have the chance to be a music instrument, which music instrument you would like to be, and in fact, why?
I'd like to be a vibraphone, because people would just hit me with a big stick all day, and I could make a beautiful sound.
That's nice. Well, when you were saying hitting, well, your music is well hitting or touching everybody's soul, you could say. And I was kind of getting curious because with your second album, Primrose Green, you have a back band which is kind of inspired by jazz, you would say. Then your music is kind of folkish. So I was getting kind of curious what was kind of the first music style you got in contact, kind of.
When I was younger, I think the first music I liked, you know, like a lot of classic rock on the radio, Zeppelin, and then like punk bands, a lot of punk music originally, yeah.
And what happened that you got more to the folkish or, let's say, jazzy world? Was it kind of by circumstance, or was it kind of planned already?
Well, nothing divine or anything, just got older and started collecting more records, and my taste developed, and I just wanted to explore the world of music.
Coming to the writing process, kind of, how is it working for you? Do you have already kind of a riff in your mind, or is some certain melody, or are you starting with the lyrics and then building up the music, or...
Music and lyrics are kind of separate. I write them both at separate times, and then they kind of just meet up. You know, it's like speed dating or something. You know what I mean? By speed dating, when you have like a 1-minute date at like a banquet. Well, I'll try these lyrics out with this song, and then I'll switch them around, these lyrics with this song, until one fits, and then they can go out to Olive Garden and have a nice dinner, you know?
Now in Vienna, you were kind of a single solo night, but sometimes you have one, let's say, being on the second guitar or bass or a band. So how is it the arrangement for you? What is different then for you than when you have a band? Kind of stupid question, I know, but...
No, not at all. The context of the music, I guess, is a bit different, especially live. Solo, it's kind of... It's all on me to make sure the gig happens. But, you know, a band is a working unit, a living, breathing organism, you know, so it's a lot tougher to kind of navigate with a band, you know, because you have five people on the stage at once. So I guess when it's just me, I'm not thinking about trying to support or play off anybody else. I'm just kind of playing with myself. Get it?
I was just reading that the Chicago music scene is a bit more, as you said, sometimes in an interview, that it's more about collaborative, like collaboration. That it's not based on really the genre thing. It's more like doing something together. So, is it like how is it for you then working with others? Is it like that they are friends, or you know them by, let's say, that's a good player, so let's do something together, or?
Yeah, well, I guess they're all my very close friends, but, you know, it all started like that, you know, like, hey, that guy's really good at guitar, it'd be fun to play with him. And 7 years later, you know, we're drinking at a bar at 3 a.m. in Tulsa, Oklahoma, saying that we love each other, you know, so, yeah, music has kind of informed our friendships, yeah.
Well, I assume that you were really playing long, long time guitar, because especially with your special way of playing the acoustic guitar. So I'm kind of curious, when you started playing guitar?
I was probably like 12 years old.
So was it kind of professional, or was it kind of the DIY style that you learned kind of playing guitar? Or?
Yeah, well, I mean, I took some lessons early on. Nothing like conservatory level or anything, but I got into music just through like ad hoc bands with my friends, you know, we'd play at stupid house parties and stuff like that. So yeah, I guess self-promotion was always, and self kind of taught was mostly the way I've done it.
Well, normally some friends of mine are jazz players and they're kind of proud to be more on the improvised way or jamming way. And I was kind of curious, is it like when you're in the process of writing or doing a record, is it as well kind of that process? Is it more based on jamming or?
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody in the band comes from an improvising background, so that certainly informs the music. Even though, I mean, we have, like, you know, parts we have to play, certain keys we're playing in. But yeah, you know, improvisation is, like, always kind of within the fabric of the music. You know, if the sponge is the song, the water that, you know, soaks it up is the improvisation. You can't soak anything up without water. Wait, what am I trying to say? Yeah, we jam a lot.
Kind of to conclude, like, Primrose Green, what was kind of, if you could do it to the audience or to the listeners, what was the kind of the main story behind it, like, where you were coming up?
I guess the record has themes of time and place in my life. Autobiographical. Nothing too personal or intense, but I was just really happy when I made the record. It's a happy record, I think.
Well, then we can sum up, kind of, before going on stage. Well, you know, some people are totally shy or getting crazy because they're so nervous and have to drink a lot. So is there a certain ritual for you, or are you such a tough guy before going on stage that nothing bothers you?
Well, that's not necessarily true. I can get nervous sometimes. Sometimes I drink before I go on. Sometimes I don't have anything. I think I drink because I'm nervous about being bored. You know, I'm not nervous about the show. I'm like, oh, I'm really bored and I have 2 hours, you know. So that makes me nervous, having a lot of free time. So, yeah, that's the only reason I drink.
So how are you trying to fill up the gap?
I guess I'm going to have a beer.
Well, then let's go for it. Then I say thanks for the interview. Looking forward to your show. And hopefully we see you in Austria soon again. Thanks a lot.
Danke.